In the realm of true crime, every crime scene tells a story. Every story has its truths. These are the stories from inside the crime scene tape that separates fact from fiction. In this episode, I pull back the curtain on hidden dangers lurking in the digital world. Con artists around the world could be targeting you right now. For example, do you receive text messages from unfamiliar contacts on your cell phone or social media accounts such as LinkedIn? At least twice a day, I receive text messages that begin with innocuous greetings such as hi or expressions of bewilderment regarding how my contact details appeared in their address book. Or they pretend to have texted the wrong number. I also receive invitations to connect on LinkedIn, accompanied by appealing profile pictures of women. The messages typically state, "I read your profile, which is very informative. I would like to explore the field. It would be my honor. Can we talk?" By the way, honor is misspelled with the letter U. Such messages are the first phase of a sophisticated scheme called pig butchering. It's a financial scam to fatten up victims like a hog before the slaughter. The moment you see such messages, it's a red flag. The FBI and Secret Service advise not to click and to immediately delete such messages. Pig butchering originated in China and spread worldwide during the pandemic. A recent study out of the University of Texas found that pig butchering scammers have likely stolen more than $75 billion from victims around the world. Criminal syndicates operating mainly in Southeast Asia carry out the schemes, often forcing human trafficking victims to assist them. The scammers use fake profiles to start a conversation with you. It's all about gaining your trust. They start chatting about life, family, and work. They are mining you for personal information that they can use later to manipulate you. They make up stories about their own lives to better relate to you. For example, if you mention someone in your family is suffering from cancer, they are likely to concoct a story about a personal health crisis. It's about winning your sympathy. Once the fraudsters win your trust, they will shift the conversation toward investment opportunities. They often boast of their alleged financial successes, sometimes presenting screenshots of a brokerage account or business displaying impressive profits. They persuade their targets to open accounts with a specific online brokerage or business investment. The account is fictitious, and any funds deposited are directly transferred to the scammer's account. Unfortunately, most victims only realize the deception when it is too late. They also use tactics that make it impossible to recover the stolen money from your bank, investment, or retirement account. Typically, the scammers guide their victims on transferring funds from their bank accounts to a cryptocurrency wallet and subsequently to the bogus brokerage or business. The fraudsters often suggest a small initial investment to simplify the process, an amount guaranteed to show a profit, further misleading the victim. Scammers often allay initial doubts by letting targets withdraw money once or twice to convince them the process is trustworthy. This initial success is just the start. Pig butchering scams target their victims' emotional and financial vulnerabilities and coax them into investing increasingly larger sums of money. Initially, scammers assure victims that these are no-risk investments. Gradually, they turn up the heat, urging victims to take out loans, liquidate retirement funds, and even mortgage their homes to secure more capital to invest. Once victims reach their financial limit and resist further deposits, their apparent investment success abruptly ends. Withdrawals become restricted, or they encounter a significant loss that eradicates their entire investment. At this point, scammers tighten their grip by presenting a supposed solution. If victims send more funds, they could recover their losses. Sometimes scammers assert that the investment was successful, but a tax issue necessitates additional payments, often amounting to about 20% of the total value in their account. If the victim complies, the scammer introduces new hurdles, each requiring further fees. Regardless of the amount victims pay, it is perpetually insufficient, trapping them in a relentless cycle of exploitation. Once victims realize they have been swindled, the fraudsters frequently mock or insult them. Shortly after, the scammers cease communication, and the websites associated with their fraudulent brokerages become inoperative. Subsequently, they launch a new website under a different URL and begin the cycle anew with fresh targets. The misuse of artificial intelligence puts this process on steroids. I'll be back after this break. Hello, this is Robert, and I want to ask a small favor. Will you please tell your friends who love true crime to follow the True Crime Reporter podcast? As you know, it's one of the few podcasts where you can hear raw, unfiltered accounts from law enforcement experts, victims, and even convicted criminals. And please sign up for my free newsletter. The form is on every page of my website. Finally, I am so thankful to my Apple listeners who have given the podcast 5-star reviews. Your reviews on all of the channels are extremely helpful in spreading the word about this podcast. Now, back to our episode. Advancements in AI voice cloning have significantly enhanced the ability to replicate voices, blurring the lines between authentic communications and those manipulated by criminals for fraudulent schemes. This technology poses a considerable risk, particularly in family emergency scams. Criminals can easily replicate a family member's voice with just a brief audio clip, using it to deceive victims into sending money to someone who sounds like family or friends. Additionally, experts warn that AI voice cloning could facilitate virtual kidnapping scams, where perpetrators demand ransom by faking a loved one's kidnapping. A vivid demonstration of this threat occurred in February 2023, when a journalist used AI to clone their voice and successfully bypass a bank's voice-based biometric security, gaining access to sensitive account information, including balances and transaction details. How realistic are AI-cloned voices? You've been listening to my cloned voice. AI can produce information at a scale previously unknown, which means scammers can flood the market with messages that sound and look real, especially those text messages claiming that the post office or Amazon is trying to deliver a package. While fictional, the popular movie The Beekeeper is not far from the truth regarding depicting the scale of these criminal enterprises. The plot features Jason Statham from the Transporter series exacting revenge for scamming a vulnerable friend. Jason is not going to be around to help you. Here's how I protect myself. I never download software at the request of an unknown person who has never contacted me. I never allow an unknown individual who contacts me to have control of my computer. I do not click on pop-ups, links sent via text messages, email links, or attachments from unknown sources. I do not contact telephone numbers provided in pop-ups, text, or email. I never send cash via mail, shipping companies, or apps that are not from my bank. Finally, the spam is so bad that I don't answer phone calls unless the number is in my contacts. If someone needs to talk to me, they will leave a message. I've seen too many naive, trusting people, like the victim portrayed in The Beekeeper, lose their life savings. As a reporter, I never defaulted to trust until I could verify truth and credibility, preferably in person if it involves money or sensitive information. In this world of scammers now empowered by artificial intelligence, I suggest you do the same to protect your family and money. This is Robert Riggs urging you to stay vigilant. Please tell your friends who love true crime that they can bypass secondhand tales and get their true crime fix here with authentic stories straight from the source. Tell them that True Crime Reporter is one of the few podcasts where you can hear raw, unfiltered accounts from law enforcement victims and even convicted criminals. And sign up for my free newsletter on the homepage of truecrimereporter.com. It's your gateway to a world of knowledge and awareness in the realm of true crime and your personal safety. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, be prepared. Don't get scared. This is Robert Riggs reporting.